talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up next weekend, August 28th through the 30th, at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes, and we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, and we'll be talking with Dale Zimmerman in just a moment. Also, Patty Craven with Dig Landscapes, Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks, and he's got a giveaway, so you've definitely got to tune in for that. And also Benny Marshall with Carolina Green Energy Systems. Well, as I mentioned, Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition happening next weekend at the Charleston Area Convention Center. A lot going on. We hope that you'll make time to come to the show. You know, everybody has a project around the house, and you know, if you can devote a couple 3 hours to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, you'll be able to make contact with all the A-list local vendors that you'll need to jumpstart your project. And so next Friday, August 28th, we've got free admission and free parking at the show. Extended hours, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. We've got the home show happy hour happening on Friday from 5 to 8, where you can purchase a wristband for beer and wine, and all of the vendors will have free catered food at their booths. Also, we've got a private meet and greet with Miller Gaffney happening next Friday, and that's from 5 until 6:30. And Miller is a South Carolina native. She has appeared on Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser. She's an art and antique expert. She's going to be making multiple appearances at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition next weekend, including a private meet and greet with her from 5 to 6:30. And you'll get free wine and beer plus nibbles. And you'll hear a one-hour seminar from Miller on trends in collecting art and antiques. And then on Saturday and Sunday, you can bring one antique to the show, and Miller will personally appraise it. And as I mentioned, she has appeared on Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser. And so she will personally appraise your antique for free. Just bring it to one antique, no firearms, please, to the show, and free with show admission. And show admission on Saturday and Sunday next week is only $7, and we have a lot of $1 off coupons running in the Post and Courier next week. And you can also get a dollar off coupon at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. We'll also be giving away a $22,000 dream backyard makeover. And we always have local winners, so someone local will win a $22,000 dream backyard makeover. We've also got free design consultations by some of Charleston's top interior designers. And those are the free design consultations. Once again, just pay $7 admission on Saturday and Sunday. And you can make a reservation in advance by calling 577-7652. That's 577-7652. Or just come to the show and we'll work you into that schedule. Hope you have a great weekend, and come on out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition next weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes, located at 619 Marina Drive on Daniel Island and just off of Clements Ferry Road. And we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is happening next weekend at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Dale Zimmerman with Amerisips Homes. How you doing, Dale?
Good. How are you today, Tim?
Good, good. Dale, first of all, thank you for hosting today's show and also for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. Take a moment and tell everybody about Amerisips Homes.
Well, Tim, as we've been featured before with you, we are talking about our high-performance, energy-efficient custom home building that we do in the Charleston area. We are at a point in the development of our company history where we currently have five houses going up around the Charleston metro. We've got another six to seven that are currently in design. Each one of our homes we're building on a custom design basis. We are building to the following standards that we believe no one else can achieve: LEED Platinum, EPA Indoor Air Plus certification, EPA WaterSense, and Department of Energy Zero Energy Ready Home certification. Those standards mean a lot to us. It's how we define our custom home building and how we differentiate ourselves from customers. But really, the proof is in the pudding. One of the homes that we've designed on John's Island is 2,800 square feet, and their average electric bill is $12 a month. So we feel very happy with the performance of that home and in all of the other homes that we're currently building.
That's great. So there's a lot of home builders in the Charleston area, and what sets Amerisips Homes apart is the fact that the homes that you folks build are extremely energy efficient. And that's important today because it seems like every time you turn around, there's something in the paper about SCNG raising their rates. I read that they have raised their rates 30% since like 2008 in the recession, when everybody was lowering their prices. They're raising their prices 30%. So people don't want to spend money on heating. They want their house to be heated and cooled and be comfortable, but they don't really want to spend their money on energy consumption. Explain how Amerisips Homes can help homeowners.
Well, first of all, I would agree with that estimate since 2008, and also in the papers just recently, there have been numerous customers talking about their energy bills going up almost as much as double. There are some issues regarding the summer rate hikes, and clearly since 2009, they've been up over 25%, and the rationale is to pay for continued nuclear construction. But back to our homes, the way we're building our homes is fundamentally different from stick frame construction. We build with structural steel panels. We're using our structural steel panels as load-bearing walls and as roof panels and as floor panels. What we do with those panels is we create an extremely tight building envelope. And once we're able to construct that tight building envelope, we basically have a structure that can cut electricity demand by as much as 70% or more. And that's also really important because once you've cut your demand by 70% and you have an extremely energy efficient building, then you can use solar panels, you can take advantage of tax credits. And when you use solar panels, you only need about a third of the panels that you would normally need for a traditionally sized or typically sized home. You use about a third of the panels. Your investment is less. You get tax credits on that. And so the whole integration and the whole package that we provide is very compelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you mentioned the word envelope, a home's envelope, you're referring to describe that a little bit.
Sure. When we talk about the building envelope, really what we're talking about is the whole structure. Is the structure something that has a lot of thermal breaks? Is it airtight? Can you control the quality of the air that you have on the inside? You could also think of envelope in another way as all sides of the box or a cooler. So if you had a home and you had some highly energy efficient walls, but the roof wasn't properly insulated, then you end up with an envelope which is still has thermal breaks and may be energy inefficient.
Right. It's kind of like a real letter envelope, and if it was airtight, nothing could get into leaks or anything like that. But some envelopes are not airtight, and that's just like some homes are not airtight, and some homes, especially like I think of like the historic homes downtown Charleston, they leak like crazy. You run your air conditioner, and the cooled air is leaking out of the walls and the windows and the attic and wherever, right?
That's correct. We're often asked about taking our home building services and our expertise with solar energy and energy efficiency and applying that to existing homes. And it's just not a business that we're involved in, because our business model is predicated on building an energy efficient home from the ground up. And as I said, using our structural steel panels and using them to create that tight building envelope, we're able to cut the demand for electricity by 70%. And just a final note on that, if you take a typical home that might be 20 years, 30 years old, and actually some that are even just built, and you were to say, I'm going to heat this home with solar panels, you might end up with solar panels that would be all over the entire area of the roof. So again, cutting the demand means that you're going to have less solar panels from an investment perspective. You're going to have less solar panels up on your roof, and you're still going to be able to get the energy that you need.
And the homes from the street, the homes that Amerisips Homes builds look like any other house on the block, right?
That's correct. The solar panels that we put on the roof are minimal. And in terms of the styles of house that we are building, we have a pretty broad portfolio, anything from low country to country cottage to even some of the more contemporary designs.
And we're here at the Amerisips Homes Design Center, where your customers can pick out the flooring and what other items can they pick out?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're a direct distributor for almost everything that goes into the home. In addition to being able to pass along good quality materials at good prices, because we're a direct distributor and because we enjoy that relationship and good pricing, we're able to provide our customers with a significantly greater level of fits, finishes, materials than one might expect.
That's great. And next weekend, Amerisips Homes, you folks will have a demonstration home, sometimes referred to as a tiny house, that will be at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And talk about what people will experience when they see this demonstration home at the show.
Absolutely. The tiny home has been to a number of shows and other venues around town. The tiny home is a great example of how we can build our award-winning homes, and it gives the person who's looking at it a up-close view of our building technology. One side of the tiny house has been left exposed, so you can see our structural steel panels. In fact, it's been exposed to the elements since January and actually has absorbed no water and has had no degradation. And that's a wall panel without any vapor barrier or without any kind of exterior siding.
That's great. Well, you can, if anyone who is thinking about building a house, If you work with any other builder, most any other builder than Amerisips Homes, you're going to have a stick-built home, which is refers to the wooden 2x4s or 2x6s that you see in a framed home. But those homes are going to also have very high energy costs that go along with it. No matter what they do, there's going to be some high energy costs. So if you don't want those high energy costs and you want to build a beautiful new home, come to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition next weekend. You can look at the demonstration, Amerisips Homes demonstration home, and see how they can help you build a home that is very, very energy efficient. How can folks learn more about Amerisips Homes, Dale?
So our website is amerisips.com. That's AMERISIPS.com. We also welcome visitors to come to our design center on Marina Drive, right off of Clements Ferry Road here on Daniel Island. We'll be at the show talking to people about our award-winning homes and our building technology. The other thing that I would mention is it's a fairly competitive landscape out there for someone who wants to choose a builder to design a home. Seeing as we are a design build firm, we actually have the advantage of being able to custom design your home, and the cost of design is actually included in our construction costs. I don't think there are too many builders who are building in that way, and we feel that is a very high value, and we can actually help save people a lot of money on architectural and design fees.
That's a big thing, for sure. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dale Zimmerman with Amerisips Homes. Thanks so much, Dale.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're speaking with art and antique expert Miller Gaffney, who has appeared on Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser and is a star of the upcoming cable series Art Breakers, which will be premiering this fall on Ovation TV. How you doing, Miller?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me, Tim.
You're welcome. It's great to have you. Miller, once again, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us today, and we're really excited about your appearance at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. Miller, talk a little bit about your background, how you came to appear on PBS's Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser and its spinoff, Market Warriors.
Well, Tim, I worked very hard on getting on Antiques Roadshow. It's a difficult process to become an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow. And I actually communicated with the producers for 4.5 years. And then finally, they accepted me to become an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow. And it was a great experience. It's a special family. So once you're an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow, it's a family that you join. Mm-hmm. And it's... you have a lot of fun. You travel across the country and you see a ton of people, probably 6,000, 7,000 people each city. Mm-hmm. And so you're covering a lot of territory and you're seeing the most interesting things all day long.
Mm, interesting. Wow. And, you know, when we interview antique stores for our radio show talking about a home, oftentimes I will ask the owner, have you ever had one of those Antiques Roadshow moments where you find something, you know, and it turns out to be really, really valuable. So that's, I always like to get some of those interesting stories.
Of course. And they happen. Mm-hmm. They exist. I love to see people's faces when you have that aha moment and they're in shock and they don't know what to say.
Right, right. Well, Miller, you'll be starring in a new reality series that's premiering this fall called Art Breakers, and it's an art collecting reality series, and it'll be premiering this fall on the Ovation Network. And I read a little bit about it. It says it promises to take viewers inside the high stakes, high priced world of art collecting. What's the TV show all about?
Well, it's that in a nutshell. We're going to take you through all different processes of the entire art world. We're going to show you private collections, some of the most exclusive collections in the country. We're going to take you through the buying and selling side of the industry. We'll show you all different aspects, how to commission artworks with different artists, how to price artworks, exactly what I do on a daily basis as an art appraiser and an art consultant.
Hmm. Interesting. I can't wait for it to get on the air. And it's going to be premiering this October, is that right?
October 4th on Ovation.
Ovation. Excellent. Well, our listeners will all be looking out for that, I'm sure. And Miller, you also have your own company called Miller Gaffney Art Advisory. Talk about that a little bit. What is an art advisor, and also what is a certified appraiser?
Well, really, in my business, it's twofold. I'm an art appraiser, and we appraise everything top to bottom in your entire household for insurance purposes, trust and estate planning, death, you name it, we cover the whole territory. And to be a certified appraiser means that you're a licensed appraiser and you're a member of the three organizations that the IRS recognizes. And it's a long process. You have to be in the industry, working in the industry for over 5 years and pass a series of tests. And it's a difficult process, but one that I'm very proud to say I'm a certified appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And then as an art advisor, that deals with the buying and selling side of art for clients.
Hmm. Interesting. So there's a lot more than just, this piece of art moves me and I think it's really pretty. There's a whole business behind it.
Yes. We're looking at market analytics and really studying artwork like a stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So before you buy stock, we're doing the same thing with looking at art and an artist and mm-hmm. seeing what their track record is, whether, you know, what's their auction history, what is their gallery presence, or is it just a national, regional presence? Is it international? We're looking at the awards they've received, everything, studying the pieces so we can present our clients an entire spreadsheet and compare top to bottom what's the best investment piece for them to buy.
Mm-hmm. Miller, does your company, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory, do you have any clients here in the Charleston area?
We do. I always enjoy working with Charleston clients.
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe talk a little bit about, not anyone specific, but just what you're doing for maybe some of your clients here on a local basis?
Yes. Charleston clients, they tend to look sometimes for more historical works. So I have one client where I'm looking always for historical Charleston maps that they like to put into their home. So it's always fun working with different vendors and finding and sourcing pieces for the specific client.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the room, it's really impressive to see the maps and all the different.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite beautiful on the walls. And I also have another client that's always looking just for architectural engravings and sketches. And then I have another client that likes Charleston landscapes. So that's fun to see bright colors and beautiful sunsets. There's so many different beautiful landscapes mm-hmm. here.
So when you come across one of these pieces, you get in touch with your client here in Charleston and describe what the item is, and you would go about purchasing that item for your client?
Yes. I would present the different options, and then they pick which one they like, and then we proceed forward.
And do you do any of the negotiating on behalf of your client?
Yes. I'm always doing the negotiating and making sure they're getting the best deal.
Nice. Very interesting. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're speaking with art and antique expert Miller Gaffney. And Miller Gaffney has appeared on the PBS hit show Antiques Roadshow and also on their spinoff show Market Warriors. And she's going to be starring on an upcoming cable series called Art Breakers, which will be premiering this fall on Ovation, the Ovation Network. Miller, I know it's impolite to ask a lady her age, and so I won't do that, but being from Greenville, South Carolina, and being so young, has it been difficult for you to break into the world of art and antique collecting and becoming a TV personality along the way?
I would say it has been, but I've been consistent, and this has been my goal, so I've been determined to reach this goal,
mm-hmm.
but I've just kept on the same path. I knew what I wanted to do, and I kept striving to get my appraisal license and then proceed forward trying to be on Antiques Roadshow, which I accomplished, and then Market Warriors, they approached me as well. So it's nice to have accomplished what I've accomplished with that.
Mm-hmm. Miller, we're very excited that you'll be making several appearances at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And let's start with your first appearance. And it's a private meet and greet with you that we've got on tap on Friday, August 28th. That I know a lot of our listeners will be interested in. And if you'd like to be one of only 65 guests to meet Miller personally and enjoy summertime cocktails and nibbles, Miller will be presenting a seminar focusing on the current trends in the art and antiques market and offer market insights about the fundamentals of collecting. Talk a little bit about your seminar that you'll be doing. Can you give us kind of a sneak peek of what you'll be talking about and maybe any tips you'll be covering in your seminar?
Of course. I'm really going to be going through the essentials of what a collector should be doing. Kind of a guide, maybe 5 tips before you purchase a work of art, what you should do. How to frame a work of art appropriately. Really how to find your aesthetics and buy what you love.
Interesting. Well, good deal. If you would like to be one of only 65 guests to meet Miller personally at this private meet and greet, all you have to do is go to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, Charleston Home and Design Show, and tickets are only $25 to be part of this private meet and greet with Miller Gaffney. Miller, and also on Saturday, August 29th and August 30th, you'll be also making an appearance at the Charleston Home and Design Show, where you'll be offering free art and antique appraisals at the show. And it's something that we're calling Antique Home Show, kind of a little spin on the Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. I can't wait. I hope people go up to their attics and find the items that they've always wondered about and they've always wanted to put a value to, or they take the paintings off the wall and bring it down. I can't wait to give them a price and tell them what it's worth.
Great. Well, all you'll have to do for Antiques Home Show, which is on Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th, is bring in your antique or your piece of art, bring it to the Charleston Area Convention Center, and we'll have a special section set up for Miller, and she will be personally appraising your antique or your piece of art. And so we welcome everyone to plan on coming up to the Antique Home Show going on Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. So Miller, we've got the private meet and greet going on Friday, and if you'd like to be one of only 65 guests to buy tickets, go to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. That's CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, or just come to the home show on Saturday or Sunday for the Antiques Home Show, and you'll be able to bring an antique, and Miller, you'll be able to appraise that antique right on the spot.
Can't wait. I hope we find lots of valuable treasures.
Well, we can't wait either, Miller. And once again, many, many thanks to you for agreeing to be part of our Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And how can folks get more information about your company, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory?
Well, they can go to my website, millergaffney.com. And we'd be happy to help you with appraisals or art consulting with the buying and selling side of the industry. And we can help people make a lot of money and make valuable, wise decisions.
Very good. And also pick up the latest issue, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you'll see Miller Gaffney right on the front cover. And we have a multi-page story about Miller, and also some beautiful photographs of some of the art that she has helped her clients collect over the years. Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes. And we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which will be happening next weekend at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And now we're talking with Patty Craven with Dig Landscape. How you doing, Patty?
I'm doing great.
Good. Patty, take a moment and tell everybody about Digg Landscapes.
Well, we're a landscape design, install, build firm. We've been in business here for 7 years, and time has flown.
Mm-hmm.
We work throughout the entire Charleston area, and our specialty really is working with clients, helping them design an individual landscape that's very unique to them and how they want to use the property. And then we follow through and actually do the install. We're turnkey.
Gotcha. I'll give our listeners some advice. It's very tempting when it comes to doing work in your backyard or your front yard to want to do it yourself. And that's fine, right? As long as you have a plan. And Digg Landscape can help you with a plan. If a homeowner has, let's say, an existing backyard, or they're building a house and they want just a fantastic outdoor living space, how can Digg Landscape help?
Well, we really work in a lot of different perspectives. You know, we do educate the client into the most important thing that we can do for them is to help them have a plan. And we spend a lot of time with the client getting to know their lifestyle, their taste, the functionality that they really want to incorporate. And we most of the time will do a long-term plan for the client.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always install everything, you know, at first. There's a lot of budgetary constraints. But we do help them with something that they can do over time, or we can help them do, so that eventually, at some point in time, they'll have a very holistic landscape that's everything that they've been wanted. But, you know, a lot of times we'll do the plan, and then the homeowners will start out themselves doing some of the work themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That means the trips to Lowe's are not in vain. They know what to pick up, and mm-hmm. they know that what they get will work in their garden and actually, you know, in the environment that they're in.
Can you talk about maybe one of your customers that you've had that did not have a plan, and they went ahead and they said, we're going to create an outdoor living space for ourselves, and the amount of time and money that they put into that, and then they just were not happy with the outcome?
We've run into that quite a bit. We'll go out and look at it, and they'll go, you know, well, we've done this, and a lot of times it's patios, and they've watched a YouTube video or whatever on how to do it, and everything's uneven, and it's coming apart, and it's like, okay, well, can we work with this? And it's like, you know, we really need to give you a quality product. It's really important that the basic structures and everything work for you. So it is very costly. I mean, they not only in, time that they've spent and frustrations, but in materials and things that possibly doesn't go with what they've done. And then we're all the time hearing stories about, this is my 12th planting. I've gone to buy plants. I've put it in my yard. And the deer have eaten it, or it's died, or it's just not looking right. And it's like, it's so much less expensive
mm-hmm.
to start out with a really good plan. And then everything that you spend after that, you know, it's a good investment.
Right. Save yourself a lot of time, wasted time and money. And have a plan, and Digg Landscape can definitely help you with that plan. And there's nothing worse. How about homeowners that have planted trees too close to the house, for example?
We are all the time having to remove trees because they have grown too big, or they're just not doing what the homeowner wanted them to do. So yeah, and that is very costly to do
mm-hmm.
that. So
nothing more frustrating than spending a lot of time and money on a backyard project, and then not have the outcome and not be what you're proud of, and you want to be able to invite your friends and family over and see this amazing outdoor living space, and you fall short, and you've already spent all that time and money, and it's like, gosh, where do I go from here? So Digg Landscape can definitely help you with that plan, and they can also help you with the implementation of that plan. And you were mentioning, Patty, that you don't have to do everything all at once. You can stage it in over time.
Yeah, we often see our clients 3 or 4 times over, you know, several years, because we'll do a portion of backyard perhaps, then we'll come in and do the front yard. Not everybody, again, has the budget to do everything they want to do. And it seems lately that we're getting more and more people that are moving into new homes where the landscaping has been done by the builder.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of very basic.
Very minimal.
Very minimal, basic landscaping. And we've been able to help them with the front yard or backyard or whatever, using repurposing some of the plants. but adding some things that really make their property unique. So we're getting more and more calls for that.
Good deal. Well, if you would like to win a $22,000 backyard makeover, we'll be giving away a $22,000 dream backyard makeover at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition next weekend. And someone local will win. We always have local winners. And Patty, you and your partner, Nick Popovich, with Dig Landscaping, you folks, past 5 or 6 years that we've done the backyard makeover giveaway, you folks, you and your partner, Nick, have been the ones that come up with a plan for the winner, and also manage all the implementation of all the elements that go into that $22,000 dream backyard makeover. How many you've been involved with? I think about 5 or 6
this,
of these.
This will be our 6th year. I was thinking about that on the way over here. And the great thing is, a lot of the vendors that are actually providing some of the products have been with us for 6 years. So it's really been fun, and we've had some really unique experiences, unique homeowners. But everyone has been kind of interesting, and the homeowners have been really ecstatic at the very end, because it really, there's some really good prizes here.
And we always have local winners. There's always someone who wins locally, and that's important, because sometimes people, they wonder if they have any chance of winning, whether they enter a contest or not. And you know, we usually have about 2,500, 3,000 people that come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And, you know, so one person out of that many, instead of out of millions of people who enter, will actually win. So it's pretty good odds. I'm not an odds guy, but that seems, you know, one person out of 3,000 who enter, that's pretty good odds.
It's certainly better than the lottery, isn't it?
Right, right. Let me quickly go through the list of who, the companies that are involved and what they're donating for the $22,000 dream backyard makeover. Start with Dig Landscape, and you folks are going to be providing the landscape design and management of the implementation of all the items in the giveaway. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is providing a $2,000 grill. Stacks Nursery will be providing $2,000 worth of plants and trees and sod and mulch. Blue Max Materials is going to be providing $4,000 in pavers. It's a hardscape paver package that they're going to be providing. All of those pavers need to be installed, and Just Hardscapes will be installing all those pavers. And what can people, with $4,000 worth of pavers, that's a pretty good, that could be a pretty good size patio.
Yeah, the patios, as a matter of fact, in the past have been kind of the central starting point for the backyard makeover. Mm-hmm. And they're generally big enough to put a table, chairs, grill, you know, and maybe even a couple of extra seating chairs there. So they're pretty good size.
Yeah, and usually it's $2,000 worth of pavers. And Blue Max Materials said that they would donate $4,000 worth of pavers. So that's going to be a lot. Express Sunrooms is giving away a pergola. Mosquito Squad will be providing a mosquito eliminator package. Backyard Retreats will be giving away $2,000 in outdoor furniture. Outdoor Lighting Perspectives will be giving away a $2,000 landscape lighting package. And Custom Carolina Hanging Beds will be giving away a $2,000 hanging bed. So nice. What do you think of this package, Patty, this year's package?
I think you can do just about anything you want to in a backyard with all of these products. It's you know, you never really know exactly what you're going to get and what vendors are going to participate. But this is just about everything you could possibly want in your backyard.
Good deal. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's free admission on Friday next week with free parking. And there's no purchase necessary to enter to win the $22,000 dream backyard makeover. And you might be the lucky local that wins it. Patty, tell everyone how they can get more information about Dig Landscapes.
Probably the best thing is to go onto our website. It's Dig Landscape, singular, diglandscape.net. And we also are on Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z. We've got a lot of our projects that's on Houzz. So you can go on the website Houzz and just put Dig Landscapes in and see some of the additional things we've done.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Patty Craven with Dig Landscape. Thanks so much, Patty.
Oh, my pleasure.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes. Their design center is located at 619 Marina Drive, and we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, happening next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 28th through the 30th, at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Ben?
I'm great.
Good.
It's good to be here.
Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Yeah, Mosquito Nicks offers homeowners and commercial properties an automatic solution to mosquito control.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that people should enjoy their outdoor lifestyles. People invest a lot of money, things like pools, decks, landscapes, and they should enjoy that. So that's what we do. We pride ourselves in customer service. We have the highest grade quality product on the market. And so we offer two solutions, really, an automatic solution and then a temporary solution, what we call with a backpack fogger.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to ask you in a moment about how the Mosquito Nicks system works. But let's assume that let's talk to our listeners that do not have a Mosquito Nicks system at home. What are they experiencing this summer?
Yeah, great question. And for those of you who are that, I would like to offer the first 10 callers to call me. You call my personal cell phone number, 843-566-4261. And the first caller, I'm going to give you free mosquito service for a year with the purchase of a system. Second caller, I'm going to give you 6 months free. Third caller, I'll give you 4 months free service.
Mm-hmm.
So you call me, 843-566-4261. And to those people, what I would tell them is that why be trapped inside a den when we can help you live outside again?
Mm-hmm.
Has it
been a bad summer for mosquitoes?
It's been awful. It's been really bad. You know, I had a client who they bought a home, renovated it, spent over 30 grand in their outsource. They put a pool in, great landscaping. And for 2 years, they haven't been able to live to be outside because mosquitoes are so bad. And, we came in and the lady probably repeatedly every month just sends me a nice email saying, hey, thank you for allowing us to enjoy outside. And so, but the summer's been real bad, especially with rain and mosquitoes really hang out underneath vegetation. And what our system does is it breaks down that mosquitoes, what they do is a breeding cycle underneath vegetation. And what our system does is it breaks that down, eliminates it to where your backyard is a no mosquito zone. And, yeah, it's a great permanent solution. It's an automatic solution. So I'd love to hear from callers.
Great. Well, I'll repeat your phone number in a couple of minutes. But how does the system work? Because I think a lot of people they just kind of wonder, will it really work? I mean, a number of years ago, I bought one of those mosquito magnets. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It seemed to trap a few mosquitoes, but then it just stopped working after a while. And it was, you know, my takeaway is it was a waste of money. So how does the Mosquito Nicks system work? Does it really work?
The system works. Other solutions are about an 80 to 85%. They're 80 to 85% effective. And with the technology today in our systems, why it is working is because with our system, you get 3 automatic sprays per day at 45 seconds. So imagine that. 3 automatic sprays per day for 45 seconds.
Where did the sprays come from?
Right. But with a backpack, you only get that once per month.
Okay.
And so when it rains, stuff like that, it dilutes that. So with the system, we take a drum, a 55-gallon drum, with our top of the line, highest grade component on top that controls it. It's a little bit like an irrigation system. You just time the clock, you set the zones when it wants to go off, and it goes off automatically. Ours is a little bit the same thing, but on a smaller scale. And so we run nylon tubing through the property. It doesn't destroy your property at installation. and then it mist out through nozzles. Mm-hmm. And each nozzle covers about an 8 to 10 foot area. And so basically, if you can imagine nozzles around fences and around your whole backyard, then it sets a barrier for your home.
Are the nozzles very big? Like, will you notice them? Do they stand out?
After doing this for over 10 years, I mean, our guys are professionals, and our technicians really put them aesthetically in places where they look professional. Uh-huh. And we don't accept anything else. And you won't even notice them.
They about each nozzle about an inch square,
yeah,
or so?
Okay. I'd say, yeah, inch.
And then they're connected with tubing, like real small diameter.
Correct.
Tubing.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, it's like an irrigation system. Instead of having the pipes in the ground, the mosquito nicks tubing is above the ground, usually like around a fence line, or?
Yeah, actually, if you imagine this, go to a fast food restaurant, they put a straw in your bag for a drink. Our tubing is the size of that straw.
Okay.
So that's how small it is. And it's very quality. It's where it doesn't, the reason why we put it in the ground about 5 inches deep is because no landscaper or somebody coming to cut the grass is going to destroy it.
What if a landscaper does penetrate it or cut it by accident?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's kind of one thing that sets us apart with our service. And with us, you pay for the service. What you get is you pay one cost per month, and that covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other people in the business, and I'm not a guy that talks bad about competition. I respect our competition, but they pay one fee. If something goes wrong, we fix it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. You got a problem, you want something moved, we're going to come out and fix it.
What about the months where there are no mosquitoes, the winter months?
Yeah, great question. So what we do is we spent 5 years creating a software and a process to where when we come out and we service your system, we take the number of nozzles that you have and we calculate that. You're going to get 3 sprays per day for 45 seconds. And so the software, basically, we put it in the system, and it gives you an exact when you need to come out and fill it up again. And so basically, the solution that we fill it up with, we take with that software the amount of fills you need per year and the cost of that, and we just divvy that up in 12 months.
Okay.
And so that is our full service program.
Gotcha.
And I know that was a tongueful.
They could pay for it all in advance if they wanted.
Absolutely. You get a 5% discount whenever you pay monthly. You get a 10% discount off the service.
Okay.
When you pay for the year. And one thing I forgot to mention, what's cool is I made the comment that, you know, a lot of times mosquitoes trap people in a den when we really like to help people live outside again, is that you can be inside in your den. Not only do you get 3 sprays per day, but we have a remote control that reaches 250 feet. So you could be sitting in your Lazy Boy and you can click it anytime you want. So you're having a party, you miss that thing as many times as you want. So it's spray on demand.
People, I'm sure you get this question. What about, is it safe for pets and kids?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't legally say, I mean, but it is an organic, it's less toxic than a can of off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that, but we take a natural product from a chrysanthemum flower and we break that down into a powder and dilute it with water. And so the product is catching on and mm-hmm. people are starting, you know, to do this all over. And so,
and what about you've got the mosquito nick system in your backyard, but your neighbor does not. Do they end up getting the benefit of you having a mosquito nick system?
Some not. But what we like to do is really just partner with the neighbor and say, hey, they've got nozzles on this fence. Y'all kind of share this fence, you know, and then let's just add this amount of nozzles and let's control both yards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it really, the way that the nozzles are aimed and directed, it's to control the property that it is supposed to control.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about mosquito nicks?
Yeah. call me personally. Again, 843-566-4261. Or go to MosquitoNixCharleston.com. That's Mosquito N-I-X Charleston.com. But call me.
And what's that number again for the giveaway that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, first caller, get free service for a year. And it's 843-566-4261. 843-566-4261, and I just love to give somebody service. Also, if you have a system and you give us referrals, if you refer five people, you can have free service for the whole year.
Good deal.
If two of those people get a system, that pays for your service right there.
Great. Okay, we've been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix. Thanks so much, Ben.
Yes, sir.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes. We're broadcasting from their design center at 619 Marina Drive, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Benny Marshall with Carolina Green Energy Systems. How you doing, Benny?
Great.
Good. Benny, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Green Energy Systems.
Carolina Green Energy Systems started off doing energy efficient testing and blower doors and just checking to see how efficient the home was. We have sort of evolved into moisture control, comfort, air quality in homes is primarily what we do. Partially starting in the crawl space, but we also do attics.
Gotcha. Okay. What is moisture and air quality control?
Well, most of the moisture in our houses is originates in the crawl space, obviously. So we address that. If we're not sure where it's originating from, we go to the crawl space, and then we attempt to diagnose where it's coming from, why it's being formed, whether it's dew points under the house or just moisture in the ground. Those will cause health issues, asthmatic issues. It's a problem with deferred maintenance on the home. So controlling that moisture is probably the best thing we can do for the people living in it and the home itself.
What are people experiencing if they've got moisture or air quality problems?
Well, lots of times you'll have sweaty ductwork under the house, and that's our typical call. We get those every day. And that's caused from high moisture levels and high temperature dew points under the house. Sometimes you'll be in your house and you'll have uncomfortable spots, and that's just because the high humidity in the house, just even though the temperature might be set where you want it, it's just uncomfortable. Very often we get complaints later at night when the sun goes down. The HVAC unit doesn't run as much, so it's not dehumidifying. We hot at night, and we don't know why. The air conditioner's working fine. It's just the humidity's rising, but the temperature is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge issue.
Do they are they experiencing any particular odors or smells or anything?
Yeah, the smells will generally come, particularly from under the house. They'll come from the crawl space. It's soil gases. It's organic breakdown. It's mildew. It's spore growth that you'll get on generally on your if you're doing inspection for the sale of your house. They'll determine you have some spore growth. Most homes do, and that's partially because of the high energy use, but also high moisture content under the house.
And what kinds of problems are associated with air quality?
Well, I mean, anytime you have the soil gases, which is organic matter, the high humidity, it causes lots of respiratory issues. We get called for allergies. You may have one person in the family that reacts to the organic material, whether it's mold or just soil that's under the house that's exposed and it's binning. Is the way the house works, the moisture and the air from under the house flows through the house, and the moisture goes out of the roof.
Gotcha. Sometimes can people develop asthma as a result?
Yes. We don't claim to be able to cure it, but very often it will give you asthmatic symptoms if you've got high humidity and really dirt particles, animal smells, soil smells. It's just not really a pleasant experience in a house.
And I've always heard about if you have wood floors, sometimes they'll start to cup and kind of like pull away from each other?
Yeah, I don't want to get into a long discussion about that, but virtually all the houses in South Carolina. This morning I looked at the dew point this morning in Mount Pleasant was about 76 degrees. Mm-hmm. And that means when the bottom of your floor system in your home, whether you have ductwork under the house or not, reaches 76, it's going to sweat. That's what dew point is. It's, mm-hmm. it's a very specific correlation with temperature and humidity. And so they do cup. And almost all of them will cup in the summer. If they're dry on the top and wet on the bottom, they're gonna cup.
Mm-hmm. Some doors might not close in your house.
That'll happen. You'll tend upstairs. Often you'll find under wooden furniture, you'll find some mildew growing on the bottom side of the furniture, under couches, and that's pretty high. That's probably pushing 70% in the home, 75%.
And the dreaded black mold?
That's typically in walls and contained areas. You can get that in a crawl space, but that's a constant source of water leakage typically.
Mm-hmm.
Very often the molds under a house are just typical molds. I mean, they grow in your outside, they grow in the trees, but they're higher concentrations, and that air, as we said, comes right through your mm-hmm. house.
What's the solution? How can Carolina Green Energy Systems help a homeowner?
We do an inspection for no charge. We make recommendations depending on what the homeowner's issues may be. Sometimes it's just a cleanup of a crawl space. We come in, clean them out, get the old dirty vapor barriers out, put a new one, sterilize it with we use an organic spray to sort of disinfect the crawl space. Fix the vents, try and keep the rodents out, just a basic redo all the way to a total encapsulation of the crawl space where we totally seal it, air condition it, or dehumidify it.
Mm-hmm. And then once that is done, what happens inside the home? What are homeowners experiencing once they have that fix?
Oddly, the first call we get typically is it's an amazing transition. But the first call we get is that they're cold in the summer, and it's because they're keeping the thermostat where it was, but now the humidity is 10% lower, and they think something's wrong with the ductwork or we did something. But that's where the energy savings comes from. Now you can generally raise your thermostat. But the air quality, it's an amazing transition. If you're getting the soil gases and the humidity from the crawl space, it's a big transition.
Mm-hmm. What about in the attic?
The attic is a little different. The attic, typically the air flows from the bottom of the house. It's called the stack effect, up to the top. And then when the moisture gets to the top of the house, it sort of goes out of the ventilation, whether it's a ridge vent, your roof vents. The roofs have to be vented properly. They either have to be vented or conditioned. And sometimes if we don't have enough ventilation, the moisture will accumulate in the attic and we'll get a condensation on the roof deck, which really causes some severe maintenance issues in mm-hmm. the future. It only happens a couple of months out of the year, so we determine if you notice you've got moisture in the attic on your ductwork or on the roof deck, it's probably worth a call to see what's causing it. It's probably just a small adjustment on the airflow or ventilation of the attic.
Gotcha. And the inspection is free from Carolina Green Energy Systems?
Yeah, we typically come out and look at the house as a system, and we'll use an infrared. The crawl space is a little different. We're usually dealing with rodents and reptiles and bugs and things, but the attic is such a hot environment. It's the infrared's really important there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do a sort of an overview, and if we are asked to do a complete audit and recommendation where we test the house for airflow, there is a charge, but 98% of our inspections are free of charge.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Green Energy Systems?
Just go to Carolina GES, is in Green Energy Systems, .com, and that'll give you just about everything you need to know about us.
All right. Carolina Green Energy Systems. Okay. Well, we have been talking with Benny Marshall with Carolina Green Energy Systems. Thanks so much, Benny.
Thank you.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say at home. I'm not talking about a one night stand.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.